Exclusive: Senator Ron Johnson, Obama should allow archives to release Biden's 5K alias emails. By Wendell Hasebo on August 29, 2023. Former President Barack Obama should allow the National Archives, NARA, to release President Joe Biden's emails and records linked to his alias email address accounts, Senator Ron Johnson, RY, told Breitbart News. Joe Biden, who used a global cell phone paid for by Hunter Biden, also used three email aliases to share government information and discuss business with Hunter Biden and associates, according to the Southeastern Legal Foundation, SLF. SLF first filed the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request to the archives for Biden's emails in 2021. 2 years later, it renewed the request, but the archives failed to produce a single one of these emails, the foundation said. The archives did, however, acknowledge the emails and records exist after SLF filed a lawsuit to compel the agency to turn over the emails. The archives' refusal to provide the emails and records appears to be politically driven. According to NARA, the agency notifies the White House Counsel's Office of requests for records of former presidents that are currently unopened to the public or that are proposed for public disclosure. The agency also notifies the representatives of the former president and vice president who created the records. Sen. Johnson told Breitbart News that Obama should demand the release of emails and records to clear any appearance of wrongdoing by his administration. Obama should allow NARA to release the 5,100 email messages and 200 pages of records, he said. Lawmakers began scrutinizing Joe Biden's alias email address in 2021. Johnson and Senator Chuck Grassley, RYA, authors of the 2020 Senate report on the Biden family, issued letters to the White House and NARA requesting the contents of email addresses on three separate occasions. I've been researching Joe Biden's use of private emails since 2021, Johnson said. Three letters to the Biden White House have gone unanswered, and NARA provided the usual non-response response. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, requested the archives hand over all documents and communications in which then-Vice President Joe Biden used pseudonyms such as Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R.B. Ware. The archives needs to be transparent and provide these unredacted records to a GOP oversight, Comer posted on X, formerly Twitter, Tuesday. The Republicans' concern about the email aliases comes as one alias, Robert Peters, contains an IPSI.gov domain name. IPSI represents the executive office of the president and according to James Rosen is connected to a Department of Defense network. The Robert L. Peters alias received an email about Ukraine in 2016 that CC'd Hunter Biden. The email, which Comer says the committee has seen, includes an attachment with the vice president's schedule, indicating that he had spoken by phone to then-Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.